that Sunday, I took my oldest daughter with me. I didn't even know where there was a Catholic church. I had to look in the phone book. And we were late getting there, so I was in a hurry. And we rush up to the door, and I stop. And I said, what am I doing here? I can't go in there. That's a Catholic church. The Pope is an evil, misogynistic oppressor of women. They have an all-male priesthood. I can't go in there. I can't do that. It was like I had a magnet inside of me, and something was pulling me inside. That's how strong it was. I go in, and I step through the doors, and the Mass had already begun. This feeling came over me like, I'm finally home. And it shocked me. It brought tears to my eyes. I'm standing there, and an usher came up to me. He said, would you like a seat? I said, yes. He took us all the way up front. And I'm standing there in the pew, listening to the priest say the Mass. All of a sudden, this beam of power from above comes down, and it hits me on my head, knocks me on my knees. In that moment, I knew there was a God, that Jesus Christ was his son, this was his church, and he wanted me here. I just started to sob. My daughter said, Mommy, what's wrong? And I just looked up at her and I said, I'm so happy. And I was. After all those years of searching and searching for happiness and love through the sex, the drugs, alcohol, and the feminism, I finally find it in the last place that I ever expected to find anything, in the Catholic Church. I was just filled with this incredible joy.
God wants us to experience that sense of being home. He wants everyone to experience that. And so we have three actions that will help us and other people come closer to God. First, as you know, we've been redesigning the chapel. It's under renovation. We want the physical surroundings to give us an experience of God's home. So we have a picture of what the chapel looked like before. And this is what the rendering of what the chapel should look like with a few changes. Now, this is supposed to be a beautiful, sacred, but also a homey place. So the focus will be on the tabernacle, which will be majestic, because it's going to hold the King of Kings, who is majestic. The ceiling tiles, the pillars, the wood, it's all being imported from Spain. It's going to add to the beauty. And then the windows have been, they're even bigger than they are in that picture. They've been significantly enlarged so that they're completely clear. And we can just appreciate God's the beauty of the nature just in the garden outside and let God's light shine through. It's going to have carpet so that we can sit at the feet of Jesus like Mary of Bethany did. And I'm going to insist, that everyone take off their shoes because they're standing on holy ground. So this chapel is supposed to be a second home for us. And this is what I envision. People are going to be coming in and going out constantly, 24 hours a day. So we're going to be going in to the chapel to find strength and to find peace and to find joy. I want people to go in there and say, Jesus, I love you. And Jesus, I adore you. And Jesus, I need you. Jesus, can you please help me? And they're just going to be filled with that strength. I want non-Catholics to feel at home there because everyone's going to be welcome. This is going to be everyone's home. Even if people don't recognize Jesus there in the Eucharist, they're still going to encounter him. It's going to be a place of refuge where if we're broken, we can find healing. And once we spend time with Jesus, he's going to send us out on a mission to love like him. So we're going to get nourished, and then we're going to go back to our homes, and we're going to be able to love people better. And we're going to go back to our work, and we're going to be able to be more virtuous. We're going to be able to proclaim in every circumstance. And then we're going to invite people back, say, come with me. We're going to invite strangers and friends back to the chapel. Now, in this season on the Eucharist, our goal is to have that Eucharistic heart. A Eucharistic heart means I recognize Jesus in the Eucharist, and I go to spend time with him there. And we're going to try and express that heart by committing 15 minutes a week to adoration. Doesn't have to be the same time every week, just 15 minutes of time with Jesus every week. So Jesus is calling from the burning bush, and we're invited to respond. Number two, we're now 4 weeks away from Easter, and God is asking us to do what we did in Advent in terms of inviting people home. So you remember what we did in Advent, starting with prayer. I told you the story about that church, the people, they wrote in the wet concrete on the floor of their church, underneath their carpet, they wrote down the names of their loved ones, who they love, who they're concerned about, whose salvation they're worried about. And so what we did is something very similar. We took the cards in our pews, we thought about the people we love, and we wrote down their names. We took those names, we put them under the altar, and all those names are still there. And I cannot wait until underneath the altar, that thing's just going to be full of cards, full of prayers for the people we love. So who are we thinking about in our lives that we love? Who is far away from God? Who doesn't know Jesus? And so feel free after the homily, you take those cards in your pews, just like this. You take the cards, you write down those names, you fold it in half, and you put it in the collection, and we'll take it, we'll put it underneath the altar, and we'll pray for those people. And number three, we're starting Alpha on Thursday. Jesus calls us by name, and he calls very gently. He doesn't want to force anyone, but he always is waiting for a response. And so Alpha is one of the best places to encounter God's truth, goodness, and beauty. And one of the best things I love about Alpha is when I see the people at Alpha, they have a sense of being home. One young man told me when he went to Alpha, the hospitality was so special. People actually go up to him to talk to him. The hospitality just warmed him up. And so when we encounter Jesus, that sense of being home, it leads us to even greater things. The first video of the video of the first night is entitled, "Is There More to Life Than This?" And so that speaks to our hearts. Is there more? Is there more to life than this? And so God's speaking to our hearts through that. Now, think about coming this Thursday, signing up at the back. Think about inviting a friend. And there is no commitment to Alpha. You can show up on the first night, and if you don't want, you don't have to come back. You can come back if you'd like to, or you can come back when you're available. Jesus wants us to have that experience of being at home with him. And that's what Moses encountered in the burning bush. That's what Jane Brennan encountered. And now we're just going to have a very short testimony from someone who chose to become Catholic, that experience of being home with the help of Alpha.
Good evening, everyone. My name is Connor, and I have been a parishioner of St. Anthony since August of 2017. I'm a recent convert, having been an atheist for most of my life. Starting in June of 2017, I found myself seriously searching for a deeper meaning to life. I had a strong desire to find the truth. On a whim, I started to read scripture, and this quickly led me to read other spiritual writings. By August, as a result of my daily scripture reading, I felt a strong call to make a more serious commitment to God. I expressed to Father Justin my desire to become Catholic, shortly after being introduced to him by my friends Nathan and Megan Ramore. They had invited me to start attending Mass with them at St. Anthony's. Father Justin suggested that I take Alpha as part of my faith formation to help me grow in relationship with God. In hindsight, acting on this suggestion was one of the best decisions I've made in my life. For the first time, I experienced genuine fellowship, and as the season progressed, my faith and desire for conversion only deepened. This was largely thanks to my small group and the relationships that were built through it. The culmination of my Alpha experience was on the Alpha retreat during the prayer ministry time. After being prayed over by my Alpha small group leader, Julio, I felt the most extreme sense of love and peace settle over me. I also felt a burning desire to pray over him, so I did. This experience proved to be the final push for me. I had felt the love and peace that God desires for us all, and any of the reservations I had about the Catholic faith simply melted away. Not long after returning from the retreat, I told Father that I wanted to be received into the church, and I was baptized, confirmed, and received First Communion on December 23rd of 2017. Since my baptism, I have been actively involved within the parish, especially with the Alpha ministry, and I can safely say that I consider all of them my extended Alpha family. I strongly encourage you to attend the upcoming season and to also consider bringing a family member or friend along with you to see what God has in store for you. If you have any questions, please feel free to approach any of the Alpha team members. Thank you and God bless.